In our program, we are visiting with Dr. Ramon Plaw from here in Clinton, opening up a clinic in Fulton. We'll talk a little bit about that. But Dr. Plaw, I guess first up, as we start talking, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little background, so we know who we're talking to and the public knows a little bit about Dr. Plaw.
Sure, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me to talk to you, Mr. Vickers. I'm born in Cuba, came to the United States in 1961. My father was a family practice physician. He moved us to Cleveland, Ohio, where he did his training. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Later in my life, I went to Chicago, where I did my medical training. I practiced medicine in Chicago as an internist for 22 years. And 4 years ago, I had the pleasure of being recruited here to Clinton, become part of Medical Associates, where I do internal medicine. I also do bariatric medicine. I've enjoyed being part of the Clinton, Fulton, and the surrounding area here. My wife and I, Kelly, is my wife. We live in Princeton, Iowa. We're very motivated to be in this area.
And plus, too, we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, you're headlining the Star Flower Clinic and Wellness Center in Fulton. But this is an outgrowth, or is kind of a something. You say you work at Medical Associates. You want to clarify, you're not leaving Medical Associates to do this. This is kind of a second effort.
That's exactly right. I'm very proud to work at Medical Associates. I have great partners. We have very smart doctors there, and I have no intention of leaving the area. This is a different form of medicine, I will say, and we almost actually did this through the clinic, but it was felt that it would be best to be done outside, and I felt that it was a good idea, and I pursued it, and my wife came up with the name Star Flower Clinic and Wellness. We are a clinic that basically is designed to meet this need in the state of Illinois to see patients who may qualify to be on medical cannabis.
Call it alternative medicine. Is that the right term in today's world?
Well, I mean, traditional medicine, this is definitely at this point not traditional medicine. And I want to say that I believe in traditional medicine. I practice traditional medicine. I just don't think that traditional medicine solves all problems. There is science behind medical cannabis, and we actually have, you and I have, and everybody who may be listening, we have a system in our body called the endocannabinoid system. So we have internal cannabis that we produce. It stimulates this system, and this system pretty much regulates all our systems. It maintains homeostasis, balance is what that means. It affects our nervous system, it interacts with our immune system, our internal organs, our skin, our skeleton. So whether you've never ever been exposed to cannabis, to, if you want to use the word marijuana, your body is ready to stimulate this, and that's why there are these receptors when you either ingest cannabis, or whether you smoke cannabis, or whether you apply it to your skin in different forms. We have receptors that are ready to process this and help maintain balance in different parts of our body.
Well, you bring up a question, I guess, for me, says, and we'll talk a little about the medical cannabis, but you talk about alternative medicine. There are probably a lot of different forms of what many people think of alternative medicine, from acupuncture to you name it, to herbs and things like that. Do you get into any of that, or is your clinic focused on, I guess, on the medical cannabis treatment?
Well,
if that's a fair question.
I think it's a very fair question. What we will be doing at Star Flower Clinic and Wellness, primarily to get it off the ground, it is definitely to evaluate patients in Illinois. They need to be residents of the state of Illinois. To see if they actually do qualify to receive medical cannabis. There are 40 diagnoses right now that have been approved by the state. So My job is a number one. I do not prescribe any cannabis. We do not have any cannabis in our clinic. We are not a dispensary. So I see patients. They must bring 12 months of records for me to evaluate conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Sjogren's disease, hepatitis C, fibromyalgia. I think fibromyalgia is probably one of the biggest. Will be probably one of the biggest reasons people will come to see me, because it's so wide, and realistically not great. There's really not great treatments for it. I do have an alternative medicine. You're right. It's holistic medicine. I'm not going to be prescribing herbs. I do have a lot of interest in nutrition. I have a board certification in obesity medicine. So I want to. These people are not always very healthy. So I definitely am educating them in lifestyle changes, trying to help them lose weight, which can also help them with their inflammatory conditions. We will probably. I am a big believer in nutritional supplements, and I'm going to implement that in the clinic as well. And I think we're also going to pursue preventative testing in the clinic. But that's you know, right now my wife is in the clinic who works with me there, and I really enjoy that. I mean, she as a doctor, I work long hours. I don't see her, as we're always complaining that we don't get to be together as much as we want to. Well, so she works with me there, so I feel really great. She's happy that I can spend at least right now a full day and a half there at the clinic with in her presence, and it doesn't feel like work to me now.
Dr. Plott, I guess walk us through. If I come into your clinic, how will it proceed? What you mentioned, records and things like that. What does somebody have to prove to you that they can, that you can see them, resident of Illinois, not sneaking, coming from Iowa or Wisconsin or somewhere else? What kind of things do you have to do? How strict, how regimented, what are some of the requirements for you to see somebody?
Well, it's definitely there's no gray zone here. This is strictly by the book. Yes, they must bring a certified identification, whether it's an identification card from the state of Illinois or a driver's license, to prove who they are and that they have an address in the state of Illinois. Number two, it's required that they bring at least 12 months, one full year, medical records substantiating the diagnosis that they feel is going to qualify them. And you know, these patients are very desperate. They are having a lot of issues with pain or inflammation, whether they have seizures, epilepsy disorders. They are pretty smart, and they have actually done their homework. So they do come in with medical records. They come in with their IDs. There is websites in the state of Illinois with the Illinois Medical Cannabis Pilot Program, which they can get information on. And they, too, have to fill an application. They are going to be mailing an application with information on their condition, information on where they live. They also need to go and get fingerprinted, and there are several places in the area, and we have that information for them as well. They need to send in their application. They need to send in their fingerprints. They're going to be authorizing a background check. So the state is definitely going to do everything they can to make sure that these are residents of Illinois. So even if they were able to kind of pull something over us, the state is going to do their due diligence to make sure. My job is we do a medical interview, physical examination. I spend about 40 minutes with each individual, discussing their condition, looking over medical records with them, finding out exactly why they think this is going to be better. Many of them have been on multiple medications. Many of them have had problems with narcotics. They have been able to get off of narcotics, and they just don't want to be on that anymore. And I feel that's that alone is a valid statement why they should be offered a different treatment. I think that for that purpose alone, I think that's important to listen to these people. So I do not prescribe medical cannabis. My job is to certify patients. That's the correct term. There is no prescription involved. I send a 4-page report to the state of Illinois, to the Department of Health, the Illinois Cannabis Division. And it basically requires that I have interviewed the patient, examined the patient, reviewed medical records, that I have explained the pros and cons of medical cannabis. And then the state will receive this form plus the information from the patient, and the state will issue the person a certification where he or she can go to a dispensary of their choice and be started on their medication.
So in other words, it's a little different than a doctor's office visit we may think of, where if you need, in the traditional medicine sense, where you walk out with a prescription for antibiotics or whatever else and go to the pharmacy, that's not what they'll come out of your office with. There's a few more steps beyond the visit to your office.
That's correct, Mr. Vickers. That's exactly right. Unlike other states, I mean, Illinois has been very very strict with how this is being conducted. So it takes, I think the process takes about 6 weeks from the time that we see them. I mail their medical forms on my end, and they mail their own information. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks. We have been seeing patients. We started in March. We saw a few patients in March. We are getting phone calls from the patients that they are receiving their cards, because it's very important that we have a patient-doctor relationship with these people. So what we're doing is there is a fee when we see them, and we keep track of everybody who we see in the clinic, of course. And our job is to bring them back to the clinic once they go to a dispensary, receive medical cannabis, so that we can monitor how they feel on this, how they're doing, and give them suggestions on how to better take care of themselves. So this is a doctor-patient relationship for this condition. I've been approaching the clinic there too, as well as, can I take care of their high blood pressure or their cholesterol, or some of them have serious problems with obesity and they want to take care of that. And I made them clear that I'd be more than happy to take care of those problems, but those problems I will take care of at Medical Associates here in Clinton.
That make it a little difficult sometimes to deal with some folks. They want, in that sense, they think this is a one, the medical cannabis cures everything. You get some of that.
I think that the I will tell you this, the patients that come and see me, I think are very educated on the benefits of medical cannabis and what to expect. I mean, yes, there are some when I mentioned before the endocannabinoid system works on every system, including our endocrine system, our system that regulates diabetes. There are studies that show that this helps in diabetes. Unfortunately, it's not a proven diagnosis yet at the state of Illinois. They're trying to pass that as a cause to help regulate diabetes and other conditions. But I have not had a problem yet. In fact, I'm happy because, I'm part of a group at Medical Associates, and we work as a group, we benefit as a group, and I have brought patients already to Medical Associates for me to do further testing. Some of them have not had enough information from their doctors that would qualify them, so I tell them this may take a little bit longer, and they come over, and they have not expressed any. I think they looked at it as like, this doctor is opening up to help me with medical cannabis, and at the same time, I can go see him someplace else and take care of other problems. And I think they're looking for a doctor like that.
You say you've been open for a while. What kind of patients are you seeing? Are you one of the few in the area, the state, that are seeing patients for this?
I have been told that the nearest doctor that is seeing patients in Illinois for medical cannabis is 150 to 200 miles away from here. So we're getting patients coming from far away. We are the media. I mean, I've been very lucky. We were interviewed by Channel 8, Channel 6. We've been on the news a few times. Clinton Herald has been very kind to interview me, and here I am having a pleasure of speaking with you as well. So patients are finding out that there is a doctor in the area. Some of the physicians in the Quad Cities who believe in this actually are referring me their patients. So I've seen in a short time now patients with rheumatoid arthritis, hepatitis C, epilepsy, fibromyalgia, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which is I don't think I've seen that in my medical practice in a while. So I'm seeing a lot of the things that can be approved. And they know that I am going to be taking care of that problem at Starfire Clinic. They're approaching this as they've tried a lot of different things. They're not happy. They're not feeling good. They're having too much pain. They've had too many side effects with some medications. They want to try this. Does everything work for everybody? I don't think so. Some of them are thinking, well, I'm going to give this a try for a year, and if it works, I'm going to stick with this. If it doesn't work, then they're going to be looking for another alternative.
Dr. Paul, what about, you mentioned other doctors. Do you have issues or with doctors who maybe aren't supportive of the alternative medicine that you work with? Do you have some friction there, or is it, in a sense, is it the medical community, are they okay with you doing things like this?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, I work with 34 physicians at Medical Associates. It's been kind of quiet. I mean, I have personally approached a few of them and have conversations. The feedback that I get is that they support what I'm doing. They necessarily don't have to agree with it. And I'm okay with that. I think that that's the mindset of doctors right now across the United States in many areas, that they just don't know. I think that with time, what I believe is going to be necessary is for doctors who are participating in the medical cannabis program, especially in Illinois, the pilot program. There are organizations that are trying to get us together so that we can collaborate, share information, educate our colleagues. As I said, I first became acquainted with the endocannabinoid system when I prepared for my obesity boards. I never heard of it when I was in medical school. I never heard of it when I was in my medical training. I learned it because it helps regulate our digestive system, and studying for my boards, that's where I became exposed. Not thinking that I would be, 2 years, three years later, involved in the Illinois Medical Cannabis Program, which works around that system.
Well, yeah, that you almost took the next question. Is when did you start becoming interested in this? Well, it's kind of developed over time. Then it wasn't something maybe you started in your career thinking this. It's something you kind of learned along the way.
Well, I mean, we're attentive to things that happen in other parts of the country. I think, the movement pretty basically opened up a lot in Colorado, and then state of California and other states, and reading and just I have an open mind. My father and mother trained me to be open on things, I think coming from a different country where we were persecuted in Cuba by Fidel Castro, and coming here to this country and having an opportunity to do things, I think in this country we are able to express ourselves, and this is if this was not legal in the state of Illinois, I probably would have not pursued it further. But when it became a program being developed in the state of Illinois, I've been licensed in the state of Illinois for 22 years. I did my medical training in Chicago, and there's Illinois and Iowa are separated by a bridge and a river, and so that's I have patients coming to see me at Medical Associates from Fulton, from Savannah, from Sterling, from all the neighborhoods. So I said, wow, this is something I believe in. There is a program. A few of our doctors, our senior partners in the group, brought in the idea to the clinic. So I knew that some people were thinking about it. And then, you know, that, you know, all I just needed was a little bit of a click, and that opened up my brain. I said, well, if this is going to happen, I want to participate in. Originally, I would honestly tell you it would have been easier to do this here in Clinton and Medical Associates, working out of one building. But I think it would have probably been, I think it just, my partners got a little bit nervous about it. And, you know, I'm happy that they didn't, shoot down the idea and say, look, you can't do this. And, you know, so I think that even in their reservations, they realize that this, you know, this can help people. There are a lot of people who are living in tremendous pain, and what's our alternative to continue to prescribe, you know, narcotics? And you know, in the media right now, we're sharing two things. I mean, medical cannabis has become a big topic, but the other topic in the media is people dying of drug overdose, of narcotic overdose. The interesting thing about the endocannabinoid system, and going back to that, is that we have receptors all over our body, what they call the CB1 receptors and the CB2 receptors. And predominantly the medical cannabis works more stimulating the CB1s. They're in the brain, they're in all our organs, and that's why these things work. But the one thing that where they're not at is that in our brain we have the brain, and we have what's called the midbrain, which is what connects us to our spinal cord. And in the midbrain we have all the centers that regulate respiration, breathing. So that's why, you know, people when they take a drug overdose of morphine or hydrocodone, they stop breathing, and that's because it affects the midbrain. Well, guess what? There are no CB1 receptors in the midbrain. So you can take a lot of THC and CBD, and maybe you'll get nauseous, maybe you'll fall asleep. You may have some hallucinations, but you are not going to stop breathing. You're not going to die. And I think that makes a big difference.
Dr. Paul, as we wrap things up here, if there's something you want people to know about, you know, the medical cannabis issue, your alternative medicine, what do you think, what do your people walk away with, whether they're in Iowa or Illinois, about the issue? What would you try to sum up if you could try to convince them of I guess, that it does work for some people?
Well, I think that the main thing that they have to understand is that there is science behind medical cannabis. Number two, I think the way it's being handled through the state of Illinois to have dispensaries providing patients with cannabis, that it's going to be much safer. There's no worries that they're going to be having to buy an illegal substance that may be mixed with God knows what and can give bad side effects. I am not prescribing medical cannabis. I do not dispense medical cannabis. That's the job of a dispensary. I am simply working within the boundaries that the state has provided of Illinois to evaluate patients to see if they can be certified under the Illinois Medical Cannabis Program for the 40 diagnoses that are currently available. I believe in traditional medicine. I am a firm believer of helping people live better, but I also am a firm believer of allowing patients to have lifestyle changes, behavioral changes, and trying to reduce the amount of addiction that's in this world. And I truly believe that this is a safer alternative.
Dr. Foster, we want some information, especially, I have to be Illinois residents, but if somebody's got some questions about the issue and your clinic, when are you open? When can they find you? Probably can't, it may be a little difficult just to drop in and see you, but if they want to pursue this particular topic, maybe if they're an Illinois resident and want to follow up and see if they're eligible for something like this. Well, what do they need to do?
Well, number one, our clinic is open Monday through Saturday. My wife Kelly is the receptionist. She acts as the office manager. She is the greeter there. She actually is there scheduling appointments every day. So you can patients can drop in there to personally to schedule appointments. She's normally there from the hours of 10 to 4 o'clock. At this present time, as I'm seeing patients there on Wednesday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I'm also seeing patients on my free time on Saturdays, we are open from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, and I would say the majority of Saturdays we are seeing a lot of people there right now. We have a Facebook page, Starflower Clinic. We have a our phone number at the clinic is 815-208-7703. Again, that's 815-208-7703. Kelly is a is very personable. She's a greeter. She's really happy with this clinic. I think that the fact that the two of us can work together is really been a big plus for her. So people do stop by there and say hello to her, and she's becoming very knowledgeable of what needs to be done. We have forms there in case patients are having difficulty printing their end of the form. She can provide forms for people to do their application. She has information of where to go fingerprinting, we're happy to accommodate people.
And probably easier if they get some of that done and know what they need to bring in ahead of time, so then makes your visit easier if they got the paperwork they need, so that find out what they need to bring in. That's probably makes your job easier.
It makes it a lot easier when they come for their appointment and they have everything, all their paperwork appropriately. We know that this process is going to go faster. Again, we're trying to make the process of our information and the patient's information to get to the state pretty much at the same time. So I think it will be much more helpful if we can do something like that.
Well, thanks for visiting with us today, Dr. Plum.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Vickers. This has been a true pleasure. I'm glad that I can address your followers. Many of them are patients of mine as well. And again, I like to make everybody aware that I feel very honored that I can have this chance to work at Starflower Clinic, and I'm very honored that I still am and will always be available at Medical Associates.
I appreciate it.